I think I need to be retrained, Trevor.
Oh, okay. Well, we missed last month, so.
That's right.
I turned it on. It's recording now.
Oh.
I think we got it now.
Okay.
Yep, we're good.
Maybe next time a refresher.
No. Yeah. we'll have that refresher.
Next agenda item?
It is 6 o'clock on Monday, November 19th, 2018. I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order. We'll begin with roll call. What? Kornowski?
Here.
Dart?
Here.
Norris here. Who is next? Howard. Rob?
Rob, here.
Honnold?
Here.
Capuchano Simmons?
Here.
Item number 2, modify or adopt the agenda. Are there any changes?
Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number 4, announcements. Nope, sorry. Item number 3, minutes from September 24.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now, item number 4, announcements.
I don't think we have anything.
All right. Okay. Item number 5, public appearances. If anyone wants to come forward with anything regarding an item that's not already on the agenda, please come forward, state your name and address.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Bike Ped Committee. The Public Works Department announced that they're moving forward with the completion of the Arboretum Trail for next year. It's in the budget reconstruction of that section of West St. Joseph Street from Webster to Riverside Drive. Is going to be somewhere around $900,000. The trail is not, what was announced was that there will be no Arboretum Trail. There will be a small sidewalk, 5 feet wide, not a 10-foot multi-purpose trail for bikes and sidewalks, not 7 foot wide, but a standard 5 foot wide residential sidewalk. There's not enough room to put an Arboretum Trail. I told the village that, I told Jim Rafter that, 2 years ago when the Chapel Hill apartments were being planned. I spotted right away that there wasn't enough room to do both the trail and the apartments and with the way they had it planned. But that got moved ahead. And in addition, I noticed that they were going to allocate off-street parking, which would impact any bike lanes, because I was on the committee, and that was one of the things that I was fully aware of. So they're going to be putting in parking and a bike lane, but they will not be doing an Arboretum Trail. It's not going to be anywhere beautiful like it was supposed to be in the comprehensive plan. It's just going to be a sidewalk. They're going to narrow the street a little bit, and it's going to cost about $900,000 to redo the street and put in a couple sidewalks. I'd like this committee to take a look at it and see maybe instead of shrinking the street on each side by 2 feet, shrinking one side of the street by 4 feet, and having a nice trail on one side or the other. You'd have to work with the property owners because there's not enough land there. They'd have to go ahead and voluntarily give you some easements. But I think that the Arboretum Trail to connect from Webster Avenue all the way down to the river is a key component of what could make the village a wonderful destination in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. The trail is the most popular trail in the state, and to have people be able to make it up to our business district on Webster Avenue with a nice walking trail instead of a narrow sidewalk would be a benefit to the community economically. So there's a lot of public land by the water. Getting down to the trail is important, and we need more than just a narrow residential sidewalk. We should have the Arboretum Trail, and it should be on one side or the other. Thanks.
Is there anyone else who would like to come forward? Okay. Item number 6, action regarding a petition from Mike Cashman requesting approval to amend the plan development district on parcel AL-44, located at 1649 South Webster Avenue, the former Village Hall property, change in site plan for restaurant and microbrewery. Trevor?
All right, so as you know, this project's been discussed here before, and the biggest change really is just the location of the brewery and moving that loading dock to the rear of the building, at least as far as how the site functions. So the operation's staying the same, proposed operation, and the proposed intensity is used. Again, it's just reconfiguring the site a little bit, picking up a few extra parking stalls, and making the whole site flow a little bit better. So we do have representatives here answering the questions.
Trevor, I just had a quick question. Do you have a larger version of what we have on our package for us to for those of us who forgot their magnifying glasses, so we could talk about where the changes took place.
Sure. So this was the previously approved site plan. It's in your packet. You notice the brewery was on this side with the tap room, and the loading dock on the side of the building on the south end. And then the additional commercial space was on the north side. If you go to the amended site plan, you'll see that the brewery and tap room are now on the north side of the building with the loading dock coming off the rear. And then the additional commercial space is on the southern side.
To me, it looks like the brewery and tap room went down in size.
I think that's just how it's
configured,
showing on the site plan.
It is the same square footage.
Okay, thank you.
Probably the biggest thing why we flipped it is the future owner to the south, that open lot, didn't want to look at our loading dock, and that come up in about 4 different meetings. And then with moving the loading, we flipping the brewery, the loading dock is to the back now too. So now the trucks come in, the truck traffic being back, it won't be on the side. And then the other thing, what it did is give Zimbaldi back their own entrance on the north, what they originally had from the first site problem.
Mike, are those straight trucks that typically make those deliveries, or are they combination tractor trailer?
Combination, and David said if it's a semi, it might be once or twice a week. And what they're going to do is set up their deliveries for right away in the morning. So that way, the trucks can come in, unload, and get out before any the retail opens up for the future tenant.
Is the truck going to be able to come in on your north entrance, back into the loading dock, and come out the south exit?
Yes. Right. That's, we laid it out, when Dan laid it out, as far as truck flow, we can go right around. So don't have to be turning around in the driveway. And that with this option, too, it still gives us room to add on the Zimbaldi or onto the retail space on the west side. So.
Then there was a little, can you go back, Trevor? There, where the trees are in that little path, was that an outdoor seating area?
Right here?
Right there.
I think that was just a decorative block.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah. Now in there you still got the outdoor seating.
Okay.
At the bottom of the page, and then the entrance is right above the outdoor seating. Then in the retail part, that'd be all green space in front. We actually picked up a little bit more green space in front.
Actually, more parking.
Yeah, a little more parking. It just, the flow is a lot better.
You had a lot of time to work on it.
We're done working on the drawings.
I mean, in all seriousness, time is really important. And when the extra remnant of the alloy's property came into play with the particular use in that, I'm glad that there was extra time to reconsider it, because too many premises had become invalidated as we get through the process with all the new variables that came in that became unchangeable.
Anyone have any other comments? No? All right. Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 7, action or discussion regarding the zoning code rewrite project.
Well, the consultant's working on an outline for us, and that will likely be ready to provide to the Planning Commission at the December meeting. So that would basically give us a direction on where to go. So staff's reviewed it initially and provided some comments, and then they're working on those edits, and then we'll bring it back to probably the Planning Commission or some sort of working group, and then eventually get it to you guys. But I guess the long story short, we're moving forward, we're making progress, just not seen yet. I would expect some sort of rough draft at early part of next year.
Are we on schedule in our timeline?
Yes. We're actually, I think, a little bit ahead of schedule, which is nice.
What is the function of the rewrite? Is it going, are you changing any of the zoning uses? Can you kind of address that? The public doesn't know why the zoning rewrite is being done. Is it just cleaning it up like the last time they redid the ordinances, or is it something more substantial?
So the zoning code rewrite project is going to be looking at everything, rewriting the entire book, and that, correct me if I'm wrong, it includes sort of setting aside, I guess, districts or things like that, and you know, adding, like, we don't have zone code for the multi-use sort of mixed development. So those sorts of things will be considered, green space, those types of things. The whole thing will be rewritten using a different format too.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Item number 9.
Eight.
Oh, yep, 8. I'm ahead of myself. Item number 8, action discussion regarding Webster Avenue conceptual plan.
So,
task.
this was something that we started on at the end of last year. The board had made an arrangement with Somerville to do a concept plan of the Webster Avenue St. Joseph intersection, what development could look like there. And so, I guess over the last 9-10 months, village property owners in Somerville have been working on developing a concept of the development scenario. So, this was presented to the village board at the October 16th meeting, and since we haven't had the opportunity to meet since then, figured we'd just walk through it. I'm sure maybe some of you have seen pieces of it before, but just going through it in brief, I guess, just for reference. So again, this intersection, there's a number of areas in the village that the 2015 Webster Avenue Riverside Drive corridor study looked at. One in particular was the intersection of Webster Avenue and St. Joseph as a potential opportunity site for redevelopment. I think they picked this site because there is a lot of land, and I say a lot of land in Alloway sense, and a lot of asphalt that can be redeveloped. So again, working with the different stakeholders and the diocese, which also owns and leases the U.S. Bank site. The diocese also owns this vacant parcel, and then they have a long-term lease with McDonald's. Hillcrest owns where Gallagher sits here. And then Associated Bank on this corner, along with these two parcels down here. And then Bellin owns this large parcel with their office, administration office is there. So we did some workshops and kind of identified, Somerville was able to identify from those workshops with those property owners different design elements and phrasing that the group kind of liked. And they also looked at things like our comprehensive plan and the corridor studied and drew from there. And from that, they were able to come up with these different phrases and a couple of these images. This obviously would represent somewhat of the Arboretum Trail, at least in incorporating the natural aspects with the built environment. So then they came up with this scenario of different mixed-use structures. So I think if you look at where Hillcrest Homes property is, which is where Gallagher sits, what they're showing could go there, and taking advantage of the grade here, which is about 20-foot to 25-foot drop. So you'd really be able to take advantage of the view looking over towards the east, over towards Ledgeview. If you had a higher structure up on fronting Webster, and then you had maybe some condos or multifamily development here along the rear. And then maybe some park aspect here. And again, this is conceptual. Things will change as properties get redeveloped, obviously. But Somerville does a better job than I do explaining. But yeah, again, different mixed-use buildings, some office mixed with caves, apartments back here, and then some retail functions on the ground floor as well. So,
I think one of the keys that of this whole conceptual plan was the involvement we had with the property owners, getting their take on what they could see happening and their willingness to maybe be a partner of some sort to make it happen. Great, great conversations. We met several times with those property owners individually and then as a group. As we were going through the process and before it was exposed, I guess, poor choice of words, before it was presented to the village board back in October, we again sat down with each property owner to get a good feel for what they thought of the conceptual plan that Somerville came up with, and they all really liked it. One of the comments that we did receive from Don is, now you're going to cause us to invest money into our building to make it look good. So, I mean, that's the vision they saw already. So we've had some interest from some developers that reached out to us just to ask a little bit more about potentials. And again, with the village not owning any of the property, of course, it does create some challenges. But from the diocese standpoint, when we're looking at that vacant property that they own, if for them to sell that property, they can show a vision to potential buyer that this is some of the, I wouldn't say acceptable, but some of the concepts that the village sees as a viable option. So it's just kind of help with some of that envisioning.
Somerville also did a few renderings of what some of these structures could look like. And so going through a couple of those, this would be St. Joseph right here, and then Webster Avenue going north, looking north. This would be Webster Avenue looking south. Again, just a little bit different angle, again, from looking south again. These are those townhomes or multifamily development that were shown. Some public space, again, and outdoor seating. This would be Webster Avenue at St. Joseph, looking north. This would be the building where Cousin Subs and Gal Cruz currently sits. This would be looking south. This would be the Bellin parking lot here in the corner. This would be looking towards the Fox River from Webster Avenue, so this would be where I think U.S. Bank currently sits. And then be looking north again from Webster Avenue near St. Joseph. So I guess if you have any comments, questions, you can talk about now or you can think about it. This is available on the website, and we can talk about this in a future group too, but I mainly just had it on as an action in case there's anything specific that the Planning Commission saw that was included or wasn't included that they liked or didn't like. So, but again, we can talk about this more. I think the concepts are pretty much, the concepts are not new because this is something that was identified in the Cold Earth study. It's just putting pictures to those concepts, more or less. Looked at a little bit more closer in detail as far as that specific location, but you know, there's a lot of things that you're going to get into once you start diving into each specific site too. So.
Have you gotten feedback from, obviously from the business owners, but like I know Debbie had sent out an email sort of on the email list to who, like subscribers. Have you gotten comments back from just like general community members and anything like that?
We did share it on our Facebook page. I think there's, you know, one or two concerns about losing like Alloy's quiet feel. But for the most part, a lot of the residents seem to be very excited about it.
I think it looks great.
And again, I'm not an artist, so this is all some of the volunteers.
Jim wants to say something. Do you want to, is there a motion to suspend the rules?
Sure, motion.
Second? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue, the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloy Bike Ped Committee. The corridor study was never completed. It was only done a third to a half of it. The entire village wasn't looked at, all of the potential assets for creating a new downtown. And this is very interesting, but I don't think it's a good idea to tear down the McDonald's and put a park there. Okay, so that's a bad idea. And that's one of the key things that I just noticed because I go to McDonald's all the time. There is a lot of high-value public land along the river. You have St. Francis Park. You have wetlands down there that can't be developed. You have flood zones and that type of thing along the water that would make excellent destination for a... that create a sense of place down along the water. You have restaurants who traditionally have been down there. You got a couple of them down there already. People like the river. The trail is heavily traveled. And I think rather than investing heavily on creating a new downtown where the McDonald's is, I would like to see more of a destination and the money invested in the waterfront and allowing those waterfront developers to build some nice high-rise apartments, mixed-use, things that have a lot of value, which is what we'd like to see, and then also create access to the water, which will, 100 years from now, 150 years from now, people will still be thanking you for preserving access to the water. Thanks.
Is there a motion to pick the rules back up?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Is there a mechanism or any type of financing vehicle throughout this study?
No. So that's something else to look at further. This is all property that the village does not own. So we're not saying that tear down this specific building or do this or do that. You know, that's... Yeah, exactly. This is conceptual, what could happen. I'm sure you could have 100 different versions of this, too.
What's the motive? Is it to use this to influence the zoning code rewrite to make sure that, you know, these types of uses are what we want to get into the zoning code, to have an overlay district?
I don't know if that is the original motive, but that is something that that does work, end up working itself out.
Because that makes sense to me. I mean, I could draw a picture of a much better house on my lot, doesn't mean it's going to come, you know, but if you have the, you know, parameters and the guidelines in place, so if something would happen, then this is pretty, that's a big project. From what's, you know, the concept. That's partial aggregation, property owners willing to sell or invest significant dollars in their property.
Right.
So that's the, what's the plan, some sort of big user?
Yes.
So I think it's great if it influences the zoning board direction. We don't want to feel the district is, but managing expectations, I think, is important too.
Exactly. Yeah, this is ambitious as far as what's being shown. But I think what helps is showing that development, in order for development to take place in a village like Alloway, it's fully developed, mostly developed, buildings are going to have to come down. And that's just a natural evolution of how things work in every municipality around the state that is in a similar situation in Alloway. You certainly go to larger, bigger cities or even different parts of Green Bay here, and you see it a lot. You know, buildings get torn down, and that's just how things, you know, happen. But like to preserve the businesses that are in those buildings, but sometimes that's not reality either. Looking at the bigger picture as far as building a tax base for the Alloway residents so that they can maintain their services that they come to expect. That's something.
Something would probably have to happen at GDCI before this would be a feasible project. Could get a lot of credit. There'd have to be some sort of other economic generator.
Trevor, as you had mentioned, this is all private land, and I love the idea of having these public spaces kind of intertwined with the private businesses. I guess my question is have some of these property owners been receptive to having these public spaces as part of their parcel? And obviously, you'll have to work that out kind of down the road if that becomes city or village property, but have they been overly receptive to having some of these public spaces within their property?
I think, I don't know. They haven't really mentioned much. They do like it. But I think, when you start talking about real estate and how valuable this area is, those public spaces might actually shrink. But there's also, good public-private partnerships in this area. I think Eggmeister Park is being one. The city maintains that and provides a lot of the events that go on there and everything like that, but then the bathroom and the facilities that were constructed privately and are on private property. So there's different ways, I think, to look at everything. Make it work. And again, it might not happen exactly like this, but incorporating, making sure those key elements are incorporated into the final result is important.
Well, and I think this sort of shows the vision of what could be. I know sometimes I will drive down Webster and you see a lot of parking lots that aren't used, so it's a lot of sometimes underutilized space. So to show the business owners what could be there to better utilize their parcels, and if that means using their unused parking lots for public space, that could be more foot traffic or just more traffic in general to their business. I would think that business owners would be more receptive to that, but just improving the overall aesthetics is, positive for the village and for the business owners too, but obviously, they have to make an investment in their buildings to do that. So,
Do you know what the commercial vacancy rate is in Webster?
Not offhand, no.
I think something like this is good just to kind of generate an interest. I mean, the developer might come along and maybe go to Gallagher's Pizza and look at the parking lot full of potholes and stuff and. Maybe he's thinking, I wonder what else we could put here, and he talks to the village, and then he sees this, and he says, well, okay, then it's kind of like the diocese was maybe be interested in presenting to a potential buyer some options that the village thinks would be good and would kind of want to want them to pursue. And it's a slow process, but this is something that it's generated our interest, and mm-hmm. we don't own the buildings, and we're not developers, I don't think. At least I'm not. Trying to develop my own house, but I think it's a way to start a conversation, and you never know when somebody's going to come in and say, "Yeah, boy, I think it's a spot here that we could do something with." Start the dialogue.
Okay. Item number 9, report discussion regarding village projects and property updates.
I think the only one I have here is that the property on Riverside Drive, recall we did the conditional use for it, and the village has been in the process of selling it for a couple months. We're just completing the survey components to that, so combining the two parcels as one, and releasing some of the easements that were there were a lot of underground utility easements that went through the middle of the property that just took time to reach out to all of the different parties and get releases from them. The releases from the DOT, they had a old setback requirement that no longer applied in that area. So working through those things, finally, I've been able to get those accomplished, and we'll hopefully have a finalized CSM, which will then mean that we can close on the property here very shortly, and then the buyer will be working, I think, with Somerville on with some of the site plan logistics that would then be coming back to this plan commission.
Item number 10, report discussion regarding standing committees.
So if you have been on Monroe in the village right next to Marine Street recently, you have noticed a bunch of construction cones in the project. So they're just completed, I think at the end of last week, the pedestrian access to the Fox River Trail at that location. They also have the rapid flashing beacons installed. I think everything's been seated now too. I guess you can check that out. Pretty exciting. And then they're also have wrapped up all the road projects, I think. Or should have, because I think all the asphalt tanks closed. So. So those are the two public works updates, and then nothing from parks.
The other public works update is Sean is working on some final numbers on estimates for street reconstruction projects and get us in a position so we know what we'll be bonding for in 2019. A lot of projects on the books, and that's also have the regular street maintenance as well. So looking at upwards of $4+ million. So a lot of road work next year.
Okay. Item number 11, next meeting date and future agenda items.
I think the next meeting date falls right around that Christmas. I don't want to presume to know everyone's religion or how they practice, but December 17th would be my suggestion to kind of work around that.
So we normally land on Christmas Eve?
Correct.
17th would work for me.
Yep.
24th would not work for me.
Yeah, if there's anything on the agenda, I don't know if there's...
Yeah, a lot of times I think in the past we've just Yeah, there's something.
But last year we canceled too.
Right.
Okay.
Does Zimbaldi have to come back?
No.
No, good.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have broken ground by that time. Right around that time is when they're hoping to break ground. So.
Good.
They're not coming, but we're going to miss them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, well, we can go see them later in the year. Take a field trip.
Yeah, sample of beer.
That'll be on our site tour next year.
A site tour, yeah. Yeah, make that the last stop. Yeah.
All right, item number 12, adjourn. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
My glasses and hit stop. It did. It worked. It's a miracle. And the microphone is off. You know, I always skip things. That's why I'm not trying to be picky. It's just that I notice it because I'm always skipping one of the first two or three. Like I'll jump from number one to number three or number four. I have that kind of.
Well, it's funny. Like I would like cross it off. Like when we get to it, and then I'm like, nope, we didn't do that yet.
you have to wait and cross it off after.
After, yeah.
Yeah, we have the same process.
Yeah, right.
We have to. Yeah.
Where did I go?
Have a great day. Yeah, you too.
Yeah.